Philadelphia. Thanks for the memories to tell you that the High King of Comedy, Bob Hope, is with us. And he's here with us right now in person in a special broadcast being carried by the combined Philadelphia radio station. Hello, Bob.
How are you, Bob? We're going to bob each other to death tonight.
The network is Bob, Bob, Bobbin tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, very thrilled to be here, and it's a wonderful thrill seeing this audience here. Quite a surprise. Oh, all United Airliners, you know.
Yeah.
Every seat has a safety belt on it right there. How are you? Glad to see you. Give them oxygen about halfway through, because they're used to it.
Sure will, Bobby. You know, you happy to be back here in Philadelphia?
I certainly am, and I'm very thrilled about that United Airliner that landed this here last night. I think only the United Airlines could drop us in here like that, because after we landed, I still saw clouds underneath us.
Yeah.
That lovely Philadelphia fog was right up around, had us by the ankles. I saw clouds with their shoes on last night, believe me.
How do you like Philadelphia weather, generally speaking?
I love it. I love it. Generally, I love it.
Well, you
I have
you've been here before. You know,
I sure have, and I'm here to apologize for it. I want to say, Bob, it's a great thrill being in here, and this is a nice little garage we have here, too. Isn't it? This one of the regular studios? Is this one of Begley's flat?
It sure is.
Hi, Jim.
Well, how are things in Hollywood? You just recently
things in Hollywood are very, very fine. I think that they'll be falling out any day now. People are walking down Hollywood Boulevard with ice picks. They're wearing mink shorts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are walking around with skates in the swimming pools. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. The oranges have white caps. Fur-lined slacks. I bet it's something out there.
So we were supposed to have that, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll just reverse it for a second. That's all.
Oh, how's Jane getting along? I also want to ask you. I wonder how Jane Russell.
She's forging ahead.
Yeah. I guess she usually does. It was quite a thrill making that picture with Jane, wasn't it?
It was, and I'm just getting over it. My eyebrows are just growing back in. It was. I really enjoyed the pale face. A lot of people have wondered why they call it the pale face. If you worked with Russell for 10 weeks, you wouldn't have any blood either, Bob.
I know that. Well, Bob, of course, you've got a whole
band.
Group
is this Hallie Horlick's band right here?
No, this is Clarence Furman's orchestra.
Clarence Furman. Hi, Clarence. We've had it before, haven't we, Clarence?
Yes, sir.
He has that thanks for the memory look, you know?
Yeah. nice way he played it, too. How about some of the other members of your troupe?
Bob, we'd certainly like to have you meet them, Bob, because there's quite a few of them here. We have that wonderful comedian from our regular Swan Show here.
Oh, I really?
That Tuesday night Swan Show. And I want you to meet her, because she's a wonderful comedian. Irene Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Philadelphia, Irene.
Oh, thank you.
You feel all right?
Well, considering everything, all the virus that there is around.
Oh, it's awful. Everybody in Philadelphia has got a cold, you know, honey.
Yeah? Well, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
He's full of the joy of almost living, isn't he? Are you having a nice time on the tour?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time, Bob.
Really?
I just happened to think.
What?
The last time I was here, this KYW, it wasn't even here, it was someplace else.
KYW, where was it?
I don't know, where some other place I went, on Chestnut Street.
Oh, that was a long time ago, I
see, there
honey,
I go.
Please, let's not get back to Ben Franklin time. Look.
I knew
you'd come up with something like that.
I say the wrong thing.
I shouldn't have brought you over here at all. We should have let you finish our laundry and we get over
there. You're not kidding. That's what I was doing today.
I know you were.
You're the swan boy. I'm the swan girl. Oh,
What does she mean, long neck? I don't get that at all. At least that's what Les Brown tells me.
Oh, that's fine.
I know. Are you ready for your show tonight? Do you have all your...
Oh, yes. The laundry's all done. I'm ready to work
now.
Your
show at the arena, huh?
Yes, I am, Bob.
Oh, I know. Well, we certainly enjoyed you. Bob, she's been a divine girl in this show.
She was with you on the trip to Berlin, too, wasn't she?
Yes, she was on the LX show, and she did a wonderful job over there for those boys.
I'll say, gee, that was more fun than the last war. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. She's really not that old, Bob.
I don't think so.
She just plays that up, that girl.
And, of course, you have another charming lady in your troupe, too. Everybody.
Yes, but we're not going to introduce her, right?
Oh, you don't want to?
I think we ought to introduce that boy from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh,
that young baritone, if we can get him away from the bowl of pablum. Yeah.
There he is.
He's a wonderful guy, and he's from Cleveland, Ohio, the home of the Cleveland World Champions, Indians. We in Boston last night, and I said that, and I'm lucky to get out of town. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Billy Farrell. Billy.
Hi, Bob.
How about a little song? We have Jeff Clarkson from Les Brown's band sitting over the piano, and I think you ought to do a little song here for the Marty Diamond program. How do you feel?
Slow boat to sound.
Oh, wonderful. We hate to wake you up this early, but go right into it, huh?
There is no verse to this song, cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore, way out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart and soul. Yes, I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Yes, I want to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. On a real slow boat, on a slow boat to China.
Yes, sir, that's Willie Farrell, and a very nice job out of Clarence Furman there. That's some happy ad-libbing with no rehearsal, didn't you think, huh?
That's all right, I'll say.
Say, Bob, I'll let Petrillo know about this taking. Petrillo, that's John L. Lewis with the Lifetime Needle. Will you,
I meant to ask you, Bob, how you coming along with your golf game? You've been playing here in Philadelphia, haven't you, the Pine Valley
Club? This is not my weather, you know. I'm not a mutter, old boy. This is Dad Hope, you know. I have one of my opponents, my usual opponent, my Philadelphia opponent, just standing back there, Sonny Fraser, here in Atlantic City, where we usually go down and play at Pine Valley here, you know, which is the Alcatraz of golf.
Well, you and the Craws go a few rounds out there on the coast. There,
who?
The Craws?
Don't recognize me. Let's not bring the other generation in. We play a little, Bob, 5 cents a hundred. But I want to tell you, last time I played in Philadelphia was Atlantic Country Club here for some big Red Cross deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I never forget, he got up in the first hole, took a terrific swing of the ball, missed it, threw himself out of bounds, and got up again, took another full swing of the ball, and missed it again. There were two little ants sitting in the ground, and the one ant looked at the other and said, "Let's get up in this ball before this guy kills us."
Bob, what's the story on your current tour? You've been almost all over the country, haven't you, in the last few weeks?
Yes, we certainly have, and I wish our laundry would catch up with us. We hired a DC-6 United airliner, you know, to carry us, but we really needed was a Piper Cub to follow with the laundry. I'm turning my collars and everything now. I spend my days just scraping my shirts. But I want to tell you, let's bring out this our wonderful singing star of the show before we go too far. We'll have to miss her here. Bob, I know you want to meet her. She's done a magnificent job also helping us open a lot of Marcy Dimes campaigns along the route. And she's the Warner Brothers singing star, Columbia recording artist, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen. Right up.
Thank you. it's marvelous. Joy as it's glass, that you should care for me.
Oh, that was really swell, Doris. Haven't seen you since Romance on the High Seas, Doris.
That's right, Bob.
Oh,
how have you been?
Oh, great. That's one of the tunes you're going to sing tonight at the arena, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What time did that show start out here? About 8:30?
About 8:30.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, swell. How do you like traveling around with Bob?
Love it. He's wonderful.
What a... Hey. He just pulled a 45 on her, ladies.
No, he really is. We're having a wonderful time, Bob. Yeah.
What's the deal in Hollywood with you, Doris? Any new pictures in the offing?
I have a new one coming out in April. My Dream is Yours.
Oh, fine. That's on the other side of that
Someone Like You
record we've been playing.
That's like my record. Good.
Let me get played enough around here. I know that. How about this March of Dimes, Doris? I understand you've contributed quite a bit to the opening of various campaigns throughout the country.
Well, in almost all the cities.
I
guess it's a wonderful thing.
It certainly is. And I know you and Bob and all the troops have done a wonderful job of inaugurating these campaigns throughout the country for this great cause. A little bit more about your show at the arena tonight, Doris. How does that work, anyway? I'm going to try to come if I have to make a station
break
around 9 o'clock.
Don't miss it.
Go, you have my authority. Go.
Well, thank you.
Don't pay attention to Begley. Just walk.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
What do you do in your show? You know, I've never seen a Bob Hope show off the air. I'd like to know what you do.
Well, we do everything we can do on the air.
Oh. Somebody told me one time that you almost did a strip-tease, but Gypsy Rose Lee telegraphed you and told you to cut out, get away from that racket, didn't you?
Well, that was in the Air Force show in the garden. But on this show, I think I was here with the Victory Caravan about 42.
Yeah.
And I think this show tops it. That's a pretty big statement, but I really do because we've had enough practice. We've been out by 25 days now.
Yeah.
And we've just been moving along. Besides Doris, we have Les Brown and his wonderful band. That's the pianist, Jeff Clarkson, just playing for us, the Clarence. And we have Billy Farrell, as you know.
You just heard him.
We have High Everback, our announcer, our boy that hustles the swan, you know, for us. And then we have a wonderful act called the Titans that are just killing the people. How do you like that act, Doris?
They're sensational.
What are they? Acrobats?
They're a little above that. Let's say they're muscular coordination men.
Okay.
That costs about 200 more. But I want to tell you, then we have, who else do we have? We said Irene Ryan, didn't we? Our comedian.
You know that Les Brown band.
We have a fashion show, the most beautiful models here in Philadelphia.
Oh.
With all the latest styles.
I understand you picked them.
I didn't pick them, I sent ahead and told them what to pick. But I'll tell you, Bob, we are very, very thrilled to be here to aid in this March of Dimes campaign. I don't think you have to tell the Philadelphia people how important it is, because they know from experience just what it means. All along the route, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, and Tampa and Jacksonville, we've had the pleasure of helping open the campaign. And in Houston, I saw a lot of little kids in the Jefferson Davis Clinic there. I wish all the Philadelphia people could have seen the courage and the hope in the eyes of those little kids. I'm sure they'd dig deeper. But this year we have to put this campaign over. You never know.
Well, after listening to you, Bob, I'm sure they will. And thanks a lot, Bob Hope, and your entire troop for being with us.